This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, December 3rd. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, legal issues in the news commentator Amy Guida goes to jury duty as a participant. We'll also get a forecast for the week ahead from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Keyser. First, today's news. Legislative leaders in Illinois are scheduled to meet again this afternoon with Governor Blagojevich in hopes of striking a deal over mass transit funding. But House Speaker Mike Madigan is not committed to the meeting. Last week, lawmakers failed to pass a plan to address transit as well as downstate capital projects. Illinois' lead policymakers agree that the way to raise enough money to fund public works projects in the state now is by expanding gambling. But they're at odds over the specifics. Amanda Vinicky takes a look at some sticking points.
According to legislators in on recent talks, the current plan would allow two new casinos in Illinois. The location of one isn't determined, but the other would go to Chicago, and the city itself would own it. Senate Republican leader Frank Watson says it's taking time to figure out how that will work.
I mean, we're going into ground here that's never been plowed in this country, let alone the state, and that's allowing for a community to own a casino. That's a concern.
There's also discussion of requiring a percentage of minority ownership in new casino licenses, that minority-owned companies receive contracts, and minority employees are hired. Here's Democratic Representative Lou Lang of Skokie.
Those are important issues, which everyone supports. Question is, how will we do it? What will it look like? What size will it be? Who will control it?
Also, some lawmakers are demanding that if Illinois is to expand gambling, the state board that regulates the industry must be reformed. Watson and Lang both say that has to be ironed out. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Indiana lawmakers have planned several committee meetings this week to discuss property tax reforms. They hope to get a jump on that important issue before their legislative session begins in January. Both the House and Senate have scheduled committee hearings this week focusing on property taxes. Senator Luke Kenley, a Republican from Noblesville, says the current property tax crisis in Indiana is an extraordinary event requiring extraordinary action, including the early committee hearings. Monday, today, the House Ways and Means Committee will meet for a hearing on a bill containing the property tax plan of Governor Mitch Daniels. Meanwhile, the state Senate will start work on Tuesday with a Tax and Fiscal Policy Committee meeting to discuss several tax proposals there. An annual report on minorities in higher education in Illinois finds more students from underrepresented groups, but still there's a low number of faculty and graduate students among minorities. The report will be presented to the Illinois Board of Higher Education this week. IBHE spokesman Don Sevener says several initiatives are in place to help minority students extend their studies, especially by helping them prepare for undergraduate studies in the first place.
And we know from surveys and studies that readiness for college is probably the most important factor in students not only attending but being successful, being retained in the second and third year and all the way through graduation.
The report also looked at the climate of campuses toward minority students as well as with students with disabilities. Sevener says while most students are generally satisfied with the reception they get on campuses, they want to see more studies and programs related to cultural backgrounds. The study also concluded that students with disabilities want to see more counseling and advising, particularly for freshmen. Some floors of Chicago's Trump Hotel and Tower are expected to open today. But as Sam Hudzik reports, the premiere of the much-hyped skyline changer has hit a snag.
Donald Trump's made no secret he wanted guests checked into his riverfront property by today, on the first three floors at least. But the Chicago Buildings Department hasn't issued a partial occupancy permit for the property, and that means no guests. The building presents a unique situation for inspectors. Trump wants some floors to be occupied while heavy construction continues on upper levels. But the fire department and building inspectors say the elevator system isn't yet up to code, and Trump's staff still needs to file an emergency evacuation plan. Trump's VP overseeing the tower's construction says he's not disappointed by the delay. He says the company will work with the city as long as it takes to get the permit. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Just 1 year after a two-win season, Illinois' football team finds itself in a major bowl game, in fact, the Rose Bowl. The unlikely scenario came true this past weekend as the first and second-ranked teams in the nation lost on Saturday, and that cleared a way for the BCS Selection Committee to add the 9-3 Illini to the bowl lineup. They'll play USC, which will make its 32nd Rose Bowl appearance. It's the first Rose Bowl appearance for Illinois since 1984, when they won the Big Ten the title, and the Rose Bowl slot was reserved for the conference champions. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Commentator Amy Gaida heads to court this week, but not because of anything she did wrong or the fact that she's an attorney. She's been called to jury duty. Here's this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News.
You won't see some of us around much this week, not unless you work or have business at the Champaign County Courthouse. That's because we've been called to jury duty, and at least for now, we're supposed to be there Monday through Friday, morning until late afternoon. I looked into jury statutes this week just to see how the law helps to decide who will be a juror during any particular case. Jury duty means that our names were chosen from a long list of those persons who fit at least one of three categories in Illinois. We're registered voters, or we have a driver's license, or a state identification card. The county is supposed to try to avoid overlap among those names as much as possible. But the county won't take just anybody in that crowd of people. By law, there are certain qualifications for jurors. Those of us called to the Champaign County Courthouse must be inhabitants of Champaign County and citizens of the United States. We must be 18 or older, and we must be, quoting here, free from all legal exception, of fair character, of approved integrity, of sound judgment, well-informed, and able to understand English. I'd like to think that I fit those categories. You might be wondering about lawyers in general and whether they ever serve on juries. They do. Just being a lawyer doesn't excuse anyone from jury service. There are some people who can't serve because of their circumstances, but simply being a lawyer isn't one of them. Instead, the law looks to what it considers hardships and finds some significant enough so that jury duty shouldn't be imposed on the person. Those hardships include certain pressing, quote, business affairs, physical health, a family situation, active duty, and a broad category of other personal affairs. Those nursing a baby or attending to a child under 12 or caring for a person with a disability can also be excused. But it's not like you can just not show up. You have to prove your hardship to something called the jury commission before you're due to be a juror. By law, employers must give their employees time off for jury service. Should an employer ever not allow an employee time off to serve, that employer could be charged with civil or criminal contempt of court. And a person who is lawfully summoned to jury duty but doesn't appear can also be held in contempt. So like many others this week, I'll be at the Champaign County Courthouse on jury duty waiting to be called. I might be picked for a criminal case or a civil case, or I might not be picked at all. We'll have to wait to see what happens. It'll be an interesting time. Even though I've helped to pick a jury and I've helped to try a case as what we lawyers call a second chair, I haven't served as a juror before. I'll see the court system from inside the jury box instead of behind counsel table or from the audience. And I'll tell you what I can about my experience next week. After all, I now also know about something called the Jury Secrecy Act. I'm Amy Gaida.
Amy Gaida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. After the weird weather over the weekend, it's going to settle into a more seasonal pattern. Today, we'll see a sunny sky, according to meteorologist Ed Kieser, across central Illinois at least, with winds starting to die down a little bit. The forecast for the two-state area calls for a sunny sky in Illinois and in western Indiana. In north central and northeast Indiana, cloudy and windy still with scattered snow showers. And then clouds earlier on elsewhere in Indiana by afternoon, we'll see partly to mostly sunny skies there. Highs today will range from 26 in far northern Illinois to 46 far south, 35 in Champaign-Urbana. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight tonight in this area. In the north, mostly cloudy. Central sections, partly to mostly cloudy. Southern Illinois and Indiana, mostly clear. Lows between 18 and 28. Look for a low here of 22. For tomorrow, clouds in northern Illinois with snow showers arriving again. In northern Indiana and in central sections, mostly cloudy. In the south, partly sunny. And a high tomorrow from 32 in the north to near 50 in far southwest Illinois, 40 in Champaign-Urbana. Looking ahead from there, cloudy on Wednesday with some light snow or flurries and a high of 32. Sunny and 36 for Thursday. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, December 3rd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.